Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, welcome to You and All of Your Parts. I am Laura Lively. I thought that I would do something a little different on this Valentine's week, depending on when you're listening to this. And I thought I would do a meditation around Valentine's Day. So I'm going to invite you to get comfortable. So if you're driving, maybe not the best time to do this, but take a moment and get comfortable. I'm going to invite you to consider where you are in the world. Are you sitting somewhere? Are you standing? Are you lying down? And just begin to notice. Become aware of where your body is. Where are you touching something? Are your feet touching the ground or the floor? Become aware of your back. Become aware of your shoulders. And then begin to notice your breathing. Get curious about your breath, not trying to change it, but just noticing. And if it feels genuine, perhaps thank your body for all of the functions that it does without your help, like breathing. And then begin to go lightly inside. And in today's meditation, we're going to check our systems to see how they feel about Valentine's Day. Your parts can show up as thoughts, as emotions, as images. They may show up as memories, or urges, or bodily sensations. And let the parts know that we're here to see how they feel about Valentine's Day. Many of us may have memories of getting Valentines as children, or maybe we didn't. Perhaps we have parts that have thoughts about the commerciality or the hallmarkness of this day that is celebrated. Notice how your parts feel. You may have parts that like Valentine's Day. You may have parts that dread it, that think it's stupid, that wish it wasn't Valentine's Day. The invitation is to just notice what comes up for you. Notice if there are parts that are lonely. Notice if there are parts that think the whole thing is a bunch of crap. Welcome all of the parts, all of the thoughts and emotions and the memories. Invite those parts to step outside of you and let them know that while it might seem contradictory, Them stepping out and giving you even a half a step of space makes it easier for you to get to know them and to be able to see them. And see if they're willing to do that. And if they are willing, imagine that you are able to identify and connect with each part separately. Maybe you envision them around you in some sort of semicircle. Perhaps you're around a table, in an auditorium, around a campfire, around a picnic table. Just connect with them individually for a moment. After you've connected with them, ask if there's anyone that needs your attention right now, or who might need your attention the most right now, and see if you can identify a part. See if anyone's willing to speak with you. If so, thank that part for being willing to connect with you and ask it what it needs to share with you. What does it want you to know? Be open to what the part shares. If it wants to talk about Valentine's Day, let it. If it wants to talk about something else, let it do that too. Ask the part, what's it like having your attention right now? And just a gentle reminder, you're letting the part share with you. We're not trying to think of an answer, but just let the part tell you what it's like to have your attention. Notice how you're feeling toward the part. Are you curious about it? Are you feeling compassionate towards it? If so, let it know that. Now ask the part, what else does it need you to know? And let the part know that your time together right now is about to come to a close. And And if it feels genuine, thank the part for sharing with you. And once again, connect individually with each of the other parts that might have been there. And thank them for showing up. And thank them for their willingness to talk and to tell you what it's like for them, if it was around Valentine's Day or about anything else they needed to share. And let them know you can revisit this meditation again and speak with them more if that feels right to you. Ask them if there's anybody else that has anything they need to share with you before you start to come back outside. And then once again, I invite you to start noticing your breath, not trying to change it, but just noticing it. And then begin to notice your body. Notice your feet. Notice your knees. Notice your hips and your shoulders. If you softened your gaze or closed your eyes, perhaps reopen them. And come fully external again and back into this space. Maybe jot down or notice what the part shared with you. Perhaps it was around Valentine's Day and memories of childhood or feelings of loneliness or not, you know, sadness that it's not living up to the hype of media or Hallmark. Or perhaps they talked to you about something entirely different. Whatever happened for you in that meditation was all okay. It was as it was supposed to be. You got what you needed, or you got what your part needed to share. So I hope that this has been helpful. Feel free to come back to this. You can always include something or substitute in something other than Valentine's Day. But I know that Valentine's Day can carry a lot of energy for people. And I thought it might be helpful for you to check in with your system and see what it was like. So again, I hope this was helpful. Please drop me a line and let me know. Hit the subscribe button so that you never miss the weekly content. And if you do have questions, Laura@lauralively.com. The questions inform what will happen and what will come up in this episode. In this ongoing video and podcast series. So please don't hesitate to ask questions and pass on your comments. Take care. Much love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.